I have several recollections about the song, First We Take Manhattan. One is that you wouldn't sing the bridge that I wrote because you said you couldn't make head or tail of it. And as years have gone by, I find it quite hard to make head or tail of it myself, but I did know what it meant around the time I wrote it. But
Were you horribly insulted by that?
No, deeply insulted. I immediately got to work and wrote many other versions.
And I never thanked you for the hours and hours.
Yes, you did. You were always very polite. You were always beautiful. Everything you've done. I think I sent you several of them. Or read them to you over the phone, and finally you came back to the one we had,
and
you very graciously sang it.
I'd really like to live beside you, baby.
That we understand.
I love your body and your spirit and your clothes.
That was a line I didn't want to discard. I love your body and your spirit and your clothes. That was a good line, and
you're right, it was. It is.
And then what came next?
But you see that line that's moving through the station.
That's obscure.
But I love
but
that.
What does it mean, that line that's moving through the station? I felt that was a line of refugees.
Yes.
Or a line of people in exile, a line of people under stressful circumstances or being forced. I had a vision perhaps of the camps of people in extremis, of being herded somewhere, or of being compelled to go somewhere they didn't want to go. So that line that's moving through the station.
I told you, I was one of those.
Yeah, that was the position of the protagonist in the song. That was where he stood, and that was where he was going, and that's why it was necessary to issue this manifesto. They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom. First we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. It was speaking for that constituency that has been forced to go somewhere, that has no place, but that somehow collectively has a power, and the power is even based on their invisibility.
Mm-hmm. And the outstanding feature of this track, other than the song itself and a great vocal performance by Jennifer, is, of course, the appearance of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie and I were buddies back in Austin, so I was very familiar with his great talent and his style. But I was fortunate enough to catch him in Los Angeles for the Grammys. He had no guitar, amp, or anything with him, but he found my old Strat suitable. After getting a few technical difficulties out of the way, we rolled a few passes, and it was done. It was all we had hoped for and more.